Oh, jeez. Beast Nut Spearmint Gum. And she all had Wrigley's. She's ambivalent. That's for sure. There's a small note here that says... No, it's a receipt. Your receipt, it's 5 cents. That must be for the gum. Coleman, 626-621-9040. Very, very poor handwriting. That means she is not very diligent. Here's a letter to Barstow, she said. It says, desert lover. No. Oh, this is from Barstow. The letter is from Barstow. Frank!
What?
The letter is from Barstow.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There it is, boy.
All right. So read the
dig. Letter. Oh, can we analyze this? A couple of desert guys. Oh, hidden ideas here. See, guess what? The most exciting thing has happened to me. Oh, Frank!
What?
Get this. I was elected homecoming princess.
Oh, yeah?
Guess how princess is spelled. P-R-I-N-C-I-S.
Oh. In the desert too.
Yeah, with an exclamation point behind it.
Yeah.
Isn't that fabulous? I am so excited. When the captain of the team and the coach told me I was a happy and excited, I wanted to cry and jump up and down and hug and kiss everyone. But somehow I managed to control myself. Mary Comerfound is queen, and Cheryl Bridges and myself are princesses. You know something? I feel just as honored with being a princess as I would being queen. Our homecoming is the Friday, and we play against Palmdale. I wish you could come up for it. That would be so neat. Oh, Edie, I am so excited about the whole thing. I wanted to write and tell you the first day I found out, but I never found the time. Another big shock. John Gossett is back in town. Remember how he ran away from home last year? Well, he came back.
Oh, shit.
He was living in Hawaii. And is going into the Marine Corps next week. You should see him, Edie. He's grown up so much. His hair is real long. Surfer style.
Oh, shit.
Down to his shoulders. But it looks so neat on him. He really lived the life of a king over there. He was a real surfer, board and all. He slept out on the beach at night. He talked to me for a long time Friday night after the game and asked if George and I were still going together. I told him yes, and he gave a not-so-happy look and said, oh, boy, if I weren't going steady, I'd sure jump at a chance with him again. I just can't believe how much he has changed, and all of it is for the better. Oh, well. Good thing he's leaving next week. The temptation might be too much for me. Guess what? I have a French poodle. That's right. A pedigree. Apricot, champagne, French poodle. He was given to me as a present gift from a man who raises them. He was repaying me for a flavor I did him once. I named the dog Duchamp with a long A. He sure is a cute thing, and so well behaved. He is 6 months old. I wish you could have seen him. He is the prettiest color. George just loves him, and he is trying to spoil him something awful. Sometimes I feel he comes over just to see the dog. We are doing real good in football so far. We played Burroughs last Friday for our first league game, and beset them.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Like I mentioned before, this Friday is our homecoming. I sure hope we win. Palmdale's a tough school to beat. The school spirit is something wonderful this year. How old's PC coming in sports? I sure hope you can read this. I know it's on the sloppy side, and it's late, and I want to get some sleep tonight. I don't remember telling you or not, but I am sweetheart for the Demolé chapter of Barstow. That's a boys' organization of Masons. I was crowned sweetheart and given a dozen red roses at their last installation, which was a month ago, too. That goes to show how I have to go before I write you. I was so surprised to their meeting when they crowned me. You see, we and Serve didn't know who was sweetheart until refreshment that night, and I was ever surprised. My crown is just beautiful, and so were my roses. Last Thursday and Friday, I was the senior class play. It was just fabulous. It was the best play I have ever seen put on in Barstow. So far, our class has cleared $460. Pretty good, huh? There's still more money to be turned in yet. As if I'm not already busy enough, I am the chairman of the senior class float and president of the senior class and vice president of the senior body. From what I have seen and heard of the other floats, ours is a cinch, spelled S-I-C-H, for sweepstakes. It ought to be, and I have been working on it for the last 2 weeks after school every day, and my nerves are at an end from worry over it, but it's just about finished. And the parade is Thursday, so I can breathe a little, all together, A-L-I-T-L-E, easier after Thursday. I am sorry for not writing sooner, but as you can see, I am very busy. Be good and say hi to Ken for me. Love, Mary. I have to go to their meeting and serve refreshments and go to L.A. in the spring to complete with other sweethearts for League Sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
Here's another Heat Father emblem. It's disguised as a Santa Claus. It has a stick shoved into it. Now, in all the realism of the world, everybody knows that when there is a little doll with a stick shoved into it, that's voodoo, and this is voodoo. Heat complex. And here, hidden down in the bottom, is a little piece of paper, and it says 0.57A. Now, you might think that's a code, but it's a receipt. And here's a little nodule. It looks like, oh, it's a cap to I don't know, it's a cap. Here's some more beast nut, and together with some Wrigley's, I mean ambivalence. Bad. Ooh. Sick. Here is a worn out piece of cardboard, which I believe is a folder to some stamps. I don't know what she is, but I'm pretty goddamn bright. In here, oh, there's a secret compartment. Yeah, and there's a lot of dirt in there. Just some dirt. And here's a pen, a ballpoint pen. And it writes, it's blue. It's a light blue color, and the ink is blue. And it chewed up on the end means that she is very nervous, this person. She doesn't know how to do her algebra, or she doesn't know how to do any of her homework, and so she chews the pen.
Come on in.
And here's a blue pen. Swinging. And here's a blue pen, darker blue than the other one, and the top isn't chewed. She isn't. And the pen doesn't write, that means she chewed the other end. And here's a picture. Love, Joanne, 63. Now, to a very well-educated girl who will probably do all right, if you know what I mean. Good luck with any future endeavors. Boys. Love, Joanne. And she has a surfer haircut. That's all there is to the person.